listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Corey Connors has really fallen off today, 3 over today. John Rahm is up there, he's -2. Keegan Bradley had a great round yesterday. Koepka had a great round. Victor Hovland, all the 3 under. Brandon Grace leading the way at 4 under through 7 today. So we got PGA Championship to watch all day. You think we're not watching PGA Championship today, Dell? Of course we're watching PGA Championship. Me and you. Let's go somewhere.
Who's me and you?
I'm not doing that. We'll go to a bar. We'll sit and drink. I know you don't drink. You can have lemonade or something. But you and I, maybe we'll get some wings.
I'll get an Arnold Palmer in honor of the legend.
Yeah.
Half iced tea, half lemonade.
Yeah, we'll get some wings.
Oh, that sounds great. Wings, sitting down and having an Arnold Palmer, except you and golf. That ruins it for me. So I'm going to have to say no.
So close.
I mean, a couple of those things.
You sounded like you were coming around.
I mean, a couple of those things sound really good. And then you add it yourself, and the prospect of sitting down and watching multiple hours of golf ruined the entire thing. There's Zack Snyder's releasing Army of the Dead on Netflix tonight or today. That's what I'm watching, not PGA Championship. The thing doesn't get decided until Sunday anyway. Why do I have to watch on Friday?
Because it's a developing story.
Is it?
It's like you can't just watch Sunday and think like you know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's like watching the series finale without watching the rest of the shows.
Can I ask you a question? What do you think about basketball in November, December, and January, NBA basketball?
This is the playoffs. This is the major.
It's still Thursday. It's still Thursday.
Golf. Listen, you can't win the tournament on Thursday, but you sure can lose it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna watch to see who's playing well.
Nah.
Okay.
Let me balance this out. I've got food at home and a Zack Snyder movie where zombies are in Vegas fighting, or Friday of a championship that won't get decided for another 48 hours or 72 hours. I'm going to go with the Zack Snyder movie.
That's terrible.
Zombies. That's right.
And me and you, we could be sitting there.
No, me and you is not an appealing thing for me.
Okay.
Like
at the bar, bellied up to the bar. Me and you. You got your Arnold Palmer. We got some wings. We're sharing wings.
John, me and you is not. Me and you is actually doing
that's
damage
not
to
how,
your.
You're not selling it properly. Me and you.
Me and you.
Who am I? Lance right. might like that. One of your jean buying buddies might appreciate that.
Okay.
But me and you, for me, is a terrible way to start a sell job.
Or we go to your house, sit on the couch under
Even
the covers.
Worse. Now you're going to pollute my home. My fortress of solitude with you? No, that's even worse.
Ice Gelski put out his power rankings, and Black Dell had his comments about each of them.
Okay.
He just added you to Ice Gelski did, but apparently Black Dell said you're the hero. He wrote hero. He said, I'm the worst. Patrick Creighton, nah. Charlie Palillo, suspect. Pac-Man Joel.
Patrick Creighton, nah.
A crying emoji next to Pac-Man Joel. a Dr. Hair next to Fred. A wheelchair next to you, Lance. And then Hack next to AJ.
Wow. He was not complimentary of anyone but me.
Anyone but you.
He spelled hero with two E's for me.
Two E's. We always look past Black Dell's spelling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in honor of Tyler Hero. And that's 2 R's, actually, so it's not even that.
That's not even that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I appreciate being number one in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I do like when guys who aren't even on our show, like, get a catch some shrapnel. Yeah. Like, what is this about? Why is this being tweeted out at 8:40
Joel didn't like
in the morning?
The list at all. He put a wow. He replied with a wow because he finished 4th or 5th, whatever.
Yeah, and Patrick Creighton's involved.
Lance has a wheelchair next to
him. I like that. It's really
bull
good.
Crap. It's bull crap. I'm hiking today.
I love that emoji.
I'm hiking today. That's the least wheelchair-oriented thing you could do.
Like, Pac-Man Joel has the a crying
emoji.
Yeah, not laugh while crying, just crying.
No, just crying.
And Black Dell's like, you know what? I can put like wheelchair and write it out, but you know what? I'm gonna find the emoji and put it next to Lance's name.
I didn't know there was, but I don't see it often, but I guess there is one.
So, Lance, first of all, is it late enough for you to tell your story?
Yeah, let me first start with something a little softer, because, Del, what's the one thing that you like to weigh in on involving food? What is the one thing you have a strong opinion about?
Oh, spicy chicken?
Yeah, chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, I find this kind of funny because there's so many places around the country that sell chicken sandwiches that, you know, restaurants in any major city, they got places you get the Nashville hot chicken or this, that, and the other. I find it funny that there's an actual headline that says Burger King, their chicken sandwich has arrived and it's competed a crowded market. Right, the idea of chicken on a bun apparently is this brand new concept that everyone believes that Popeye invented, even though Chick-fil-A's been doing it forever. But why is the chicken sandwich, this is what this story says, Burger King set to enter the chicken sandwich wars. Like, it says the nation's, it's going to open up on June 3rd. It's going to have, now get this, this is a little different take. It's hand-breaded filet toasted on a potato bun with pickles and a signature sauce. So that's way different than what everyone else is doing, clearly. And, I mean, it's just super different. It's the launch set off the hype of the chicken sandwich nearly broke the internet in 2019 after Popeyes, who also was owned by Burger King's parent company Restaurant Brands International, started selling its fried chicken sandwich. The launch set off a viral chicken sandwich wars with chains like Chick-fil-A, KFC, McDonald's, and Wendy's competing for supremacy in the category. Mm-hmm. Eaters can get a free Whopper if they order a Chick-King sandwich on the Burger King app. The offer's valid until June 20th. I mean,
when you're a
we've mastered the process. Burger King, by the way, said we've mastered the process,
sure you
ensuring
have.
That every freshly hand-breaded chicken filet has a bite that's crispy on the outside and juicy on the inside. So
let's get a real picture of your sandwich and see if it looks anything like the promotional chicken sandwich you put out there. When you go to business school for, you know, journalism and you want to be a writer, and we all question where journalism and media is going, when you have to write this, the battle for chicken crispy chicken supremacy has been heating up since Popeye's chicken sandwich. Do you think to yourself, I'm in
you want student another
loan debt for this?
Jeanette,
Jeanette
Settembrie from Fox Business.
Well, you're
apparently
talking about that. So I'm reading a CNN business article, and you got to think
it's
to yourself.
Just the same.
So
yeah.
Didn't Burger King already have a crappy chicken sandwich?
Yes, everyone has had a chicken sandwich for a while. They
updated it now. But this is a serious chicken sandwich. Like, now they're actually
trying. I like their old chicken sandwich with the mayonnaise on it. And
did you like the gristle that was the chicken?
That was
terrible chicken sandwich, John.
Yeah.
Driving his electric truck.
Well, I like
just eating mayonnaise sandwiches.
Yeah.
You're the crispiest white boy I've ever seen.
No.
You're a crispy white boy.
So
crispy ass white boy.
So wait. So are they going to have a real chicken sandwich now as opposed to that one that was
frozen and terrible? Yeah, yeah. Now they're like, okay, but this time for real.
Yeah, we're trying.
Oh,
it
now we're
real.
Really trying?
Yeah, they did. They had a chicken parmesan sandwiches back when I was like in high school.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're fronting like this is like, we've decided to enter into the chicken sandwich war. Now we've got pickles and a sauce.
So hey, is
get
it
get your bitch ass out of here.
No.
With
wow.
this chicken.
Wow.
I'll go to any. There's a billion places with
get
better chicken sandwiches than.
Well, how do you know that it's not going to be a great chicken sandwich?
I'm just telling you for real. Popeyes does have a legit chicken sandwich. I will.
It's not worth fighting. No, but Popeyes is so dumb. They've got chicken. They've got spice infused chicken. Why couldn't they just do that with their sandwich?
Now we got to make some stupid sauce for it that's terrible.
Because it's just meant to juice it up a little bit, add a little fat to it.
But the chicken sandwich itself isn't spicy unless you add your chipotle mayo to it.
Why didn't they use their regular spices for their
chicken? Have you ever asked them if they can do it?
You want a secret menu item where they go find a bone-in chicken breast and throw it on the bread?
I for real wish that we would have a list that we could, like a commemorative wall of everybody who was involved in a physical confrontation over a chicken sandwich so we could look and laugh at them for all of eternity. People who wrecked cars and drive-thrus over a chicken sandwich, who had fist fights.
You want like a Popeyes Vietnam Memorial War wall of chicken sandwich fighting wall?
Of course I don't want to I did think of that, but I don't want to tie it necessarily together out of respect.
You want to treat it like the CIA?
It's a wall of shame. No, I want it to be a wall of shame.
Oh, I thought you wanted like a CIA wall, like where they put a star every time they lose a member of the agency.
I want a wall of shame like this dumbass got into a fistfight over chicken sandwich because they thought it was really a thing. And now they look back and they go, man, I can get a chicken sandwich anytime I want now.
Or the woman who drove and...
She tried to cut in line.
And she, in the drive-thru, she hit the building and was knocking cars around because she had to get her chicken sandwich.
Bro, are we really? This is what drives Bitcoin too. Like, oh, Tesla, Elon Musk just tested something. It must have tremendous value. And then he clowned y'all on. Then he clowned all the Dogecoin people on Saturday Night Live in a stock tank.
He lost 20 billion after that appearance.
It did come back. The Dogecoin. He bought Bitcoin, but that's what's tanked recently. But yeah, the Dogecoin has come back a little bit to I guess 50 cents. But yeah, the chicken sandwich wars is so stupid. I go like there's literally 5 restaurants I could name where I could go get a phenomenal chicken sandwich. I'm not going to fast food, but if I did, it's going to be Popeye's number one, and it would be Chick-fil-A for me number two.
You basic. That's why you got Popeye's basic. Number one.
I
know
LeChain like
ain't on that list.
Yeah, it's on that list. Well, he did a Nashville hot chicken, but he doesn't really. Oh, he's got something new. I can't. It's some kind of oyster deal that. He's got those walnut. Those walnut crawfish, honey walnut crawfish. Well,
look,
it's like a Chinese dish.
Talking about all your foo foo nonsense. Just go to Miko's. You want a hot spicy chicken sandwich? Miko's.
It's right around
easy
the corner.
Money.
You said it's for real hot though, right?
Yeah, it's real hot.
Depending on what you. Yeah, and you, if you don't like coleslaw, you can take the coleslaw. There are options to make it the way you want it. But yeah, and levels of spice is a real thing.
Yeah,
coleslaw is how you sneak the mayonnaise on without being too crunchy.
It was a lot. I did it. I did it on Sunday morning. It was a big sandwich. Now.
It is.
It's a lot.
You're done for the day.
I couldn't eat the whole thing.
You're done for the day.
You went to whatever the heights.
Car now.
you don't. Not yet.
Oh yeah.
You already talked about that man's hand.
Are we gonna? Yeah, you did talk about.
What? Yeah, when so we come back.
He's got a quick hand.
When we come back, a Minnesota woman got in trouble at a car dealership
for doing stuff.
Yeah. I've seen this story.
The kid. If you let your kids hear this, then that's on you as a parent. That's
yeah.
Not my
no, you're a bad
anymore.
Parent if you let your kids hear this story. Next.
Yes.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5. You should not have your kids listening right now. Lance, tell the story.
You really should not let your kids listen to this. This story is great and not for kids.
And troubling.
It's troubling. Responding to multiple 9/11 calls about a naked woman walking around and jumping in and out of vehicles at a car dealership, Minnesota cops discovered a nude 35-year-old suspect pleasuring herself while splayed across the floor of a pickup truck. Police dispatchers last Sunday were initially told that the naked woman was sitting alone inside a Pontiac SUV and that she, quote, looked happy and did not appear to be hurt, but appeared to possibly be under the influence. When cops arrived on the scene in Mankato, a city 80 miles from Minneapolis, I'm in the business center here at this place where they spend like a ton of money. I need to probably take it down a notch here on this story. The Pontiac was found running with its driver's side open, but the vehicle was empty. Nearby, however, officers spotted a Chevrolet Silverado. Hey, Craig DeSurf sells those. But not he didn't sell this Chevy Silverado with its rear driver's side door open. They also noticed feet sticking out of the door. Upon approaching the SUV, a patrolman spotted Jennifer Dorrit Weber, 35 years old,
quote, lying across the floor of the second row, end quote. The naked Weber was on her back, feet in the air, and there was digital stuff going on to herself.
Yes.
Cops say Weber seen above, and as I scroll to look at the picture, yep, nose ring. Does things. Cops say Weaver was making nonsensical comments and said she thought she was in St. Petersburg, Florida. Of course you thought you were in Florida, honey.
Well, that was acceptable then.
That's acceptable
behavior in Florida.
I'll just be honest with you. That might be a viable defense in some states to say you thought you were in Florida.
I thought I was in Florida.
Asked what brought her to the Mankato area, Weaver replied, to please the boys. Investigators noted that Weaver continued to whack it as she spoke to officers. Why do I say whack it instead of masturbate? They're the same thing, but I feel like masturbate's like, oh, that's dirty. Let me just say whack it. Over the next it doesn't end. It's not over. Over the next hour, police, who had summoned an EMS crew, tried to coax Weaver out of the SUV. Throughout this time, Weaver was making nonsensical statements and continued to whack it, according to probable cause statement. Finally, this is actually, that's what they said on the police report. Finally, after, quote, prolonged negotiations, Weaver exited the SUV and was taken into custody and transported to a local hospital and probably had her hands washed. Police say they recovered methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia following the conclusion of the May 9th standoff. The SUV's owner told police that his vehicle was being serviced, I'll say, and that Weaver did not have permission to enter the Chevy. So it was there for servicing. She serviced it. And he's like, wait, what? No, she did not have permission to do those things. Weaver was subsequently booked into the county jail for indecent exposure, narcotics, DWI, and entering a vehicle without the owner's permission. All are misdemeanors. She actually lives in 40 miles outside of Mankato. Like, she lives in Minnesota. So why she thought she was in Florida, I have absolutely
no idea.
Go ahead. Comments.
This, well, it says, from what the cops are saying in the report, Jennifer masturbated in the extended cab for over an hour. We're talking like an hour and a half of total pleasuring in the
cab. And they sat there and just let it play out, which, you know, big ups to them.
So this was somebody's vehicle, by the way, which was in the lot to be fixed.
It was being serviced.
Right. What does the owner do with this thing now? I mean,
keep that to yourself. You don't want your name released.
No, honestly, what do you do with this truck?
It's like a dead body in a house.
No, this is something I want. This is a vehicle. It's got some history now. This is where she was right here. This is where her feet were sticking out.
You know what's got me? They had to have prolonged negotiations.
Well,
they literally let her sit there, and she's like, can I help you?
You think there's something more important than a woman's orgasm, Lance?
I mean, yeah.
You're not a woman, clearly. That's
Haslam Darrington or whatever that basketball player's name was.
No, it's Hansel Emanuel.
Hansel Emanuel.
Not Haslam Darrington.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up the one-armed basketball player?
You think that's more important to a woman than an orgasm?
No, to her it's obviously very important, and it was a female. Actually, it was a female police officer who approached her the first time. By the way,
I don't take orgasms from a woman. By the way.
And so they come over to me, and my feet are sticking out.
I don't take orders from the woman, by the way.
That's what she said. Could you step out of the car? I don't take no orders.
I'm
in the middle of something.
Do y'all want to see the body cam footage?
No.
Do we know what this woman looks like?
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
We got a picture of her. This is not something you want to see.
It's
really not.
She's a Florida 5.
Wow.
She's a Florida 5?
Yeah, well, she's every place 3.
She's a 7 on the meth scale.
Oh, meth scale, she's kind of hot.
Yeah. No. Most meth.
Well, do you see her teeth? No.
No, we can't. She's got her mouth closed.
So you don't know. Yeah. You can't say for sure.
She's got a shirt on here, so I'm not sure if this is real. This is really her.
I don't even think she's meth hot, to be honest with you.
No.
Because
meth. Yeah. Well, dude, have you seen meth? She's a 7.
Yeah, but, I mean,
Okay.
Like I said, she's got a nose.
It's all
ring,
relative.
So I know she does some.
And
things.
How many people have you seen doing that in their car for that long? I mean, honestly.
And negotiating with the police while they're doing it.
And the police are sitting there. I'm waiting for somebody to get hold of this on Twitter. Like, you see what happens? If this wasn't a white woman, they would have shot her. Like, they got to have a point. I mean, she got to sit there in a car for an hour. Like, well, I think I'm in Florida. And no, you got to get out of the car. I'm not going to sit and wait for this. No. Taser, taser, taser. You fire that taser off and it all shuts down. And
then are you sure that's something that maybe she wouldn't want?
Maybe we finish with the taser.
Yeah. Maybe that's what she was looking
maybe
for.
Maybe that meth is what kind of,
you think?
Slowed things down.
You think the meth might have had something to do with it? Okay.
Needing a whole hour of negotiations with police. There are standoff on hostage battles that are shorter than that.
Well, she wasn't holding a person hostage. The police were trying to,
her feet are sticking out of a door. Just snatch one of her legs up and start pulling it up in the air.
Was she edging? Is that what she was doing?
Well, yeah, it sounded not intentionally.
Mm. I mean, the whole time, an hour, you're doing, man.
There's a lot of
meth
stuff
makes you,
here.
Man, gives you some stamina, that meth,
like,
doesn't it?
Man.
Not that you want. You don't want that.
Sting's over here selling his tantric sex nonsense. Mm-hmm. Just put a person on meth.
That's all.
I don't need Sting for that.
No.
Hey, Gwyneth Paltrow, what do you say about this? You want to add some of this to Goop?
She's getting sued.
Her candle exploded. Her vagina can. Her candles that smell like vaginas exploded for some person.
Well, does it smell like a Silverado?
Craig the Surf's probably already texted. I don't sell those.
Only electric cars.
No, sir. I know you don't sell those Silverados.
Not those Silverados.
How about my man's got his car. John's going to have his electric truck in for service. He's going to have his electric truck in. Mr. Granado, we've got some, I don't know how to say this, either good news or bad news. With you, we're not sure what you're going to think.
Can I bring in one of Gwyneth Paltrow's candles? Don't need one. It comes with it.
The bad news is a woman was in your car for an hour doing things. The good news is we've got a new fragrance for you in your car. We thought you wouldn't like it, but then we heard your radio hit.
We heard your radio thing,
and we thought, yeah, he'll actually be into this.
We've got new car smell, evergreen.
We've also got leather.
Meth addicted. Hour-long masturbation to Silverado smell.
Does it come on one of those trees that hang from my rearview mirror?
I mean, if you'd like. Yeah. I mean, we can just infuse that in your seats if you want.
No, it's just here in your back seat forever.
Can't imagine it was. Yeah.
We sprayed a lot of new car smell, and it is still just, it's still a problem.
You know how when you're cooking broccoli?
Oh, no.
You know how you never microwave broccoli?
Yeah,
in all those
you can't
plastic
get rid
bags?
Of that smell.
Yeah.
Sir, it's a combination of roasted Brussels sprouts and onions. I mean, it's hard to describe, honestly.
With some fish sauce, which is not always
all right. Enough of you.
No, but that's a real thing. No, that's a real thing, guys.
Enough,
Lance. What, sledgehammer?
Yeah.
Did we need a sledgehammer? That's my job.
John and I were dancing around it a little bit,
that's
but
my
being
job,
obvious,
Lance.
And you had to.
Okay.
You're in some business center, so you think you can just say stuff.
Yeah, apparently. Are there little kids in school clothes in there? With the school dresses on, Lance?
That you can, say awful things in
awful
front of.
Awful things where they're like, what? Goodness. All right, taking a break here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780. If you've got any thoughts on that last story, 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. 931 ESPN 97.5.
Monica Lewinsky is trending. And I looked why.
Yeah, did you
see what Uber Facts just had a tweet, and she retweeted it, did the eyeball tweet, and it just said, what's the most high risk, low reward thing you've ever done? And she just retweeted that eyeball. Apparently she does this a lot where she's got a pretty good sense of humor and pretty self-aware.
I had never seen it before, but the other day South Park did a Broadway. Did you see the subliminal Broadway plays that they put in? They subliminally make women want to do to service men.
What?
Yeah, they put in the word BJ, and they do. See, the show's taking a turn. Anyway, so, it's an episode of every time after you take a woman to a Broadway play, she's going to do stuff for you. She's going to.
South Park, did an episode about it.
Yeah, South Park did an episode, and it ended up that, you know, they were doing one at South Park, and it was just all.
I mean, honest.
They're not afraid to say anything on South Park.
South Park.
But one of the things that he said was, you're going to get Monica Lewinsky'd. And I was like, that poor girl. She has been, she's synonymous with that.
Yeah. It's, how many years ago is this now? 25 it's,
yes,
years?
And
she leans into it too, though.
Yeah, she does. Well, only because she's gotten so much.
Yeah.
I mean, she is. You think of Monica Lewinsky. What do you think of?
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously.
Right? That's the first thing you think of.
Oh,
now,
no,
Deshaun is massages, right? We talked about this the other day.
I asked you that question. I asked you years ago, what do you think of? We did in the one where Chris Solis was in studio with us, and we talked about Rorschach test, where you thought everything looked like two dogs getting it and two bats getting it and stuff like that. What did you say? I brought it, Monica. I brought this very thing up. I said, you know, some things you have an immediate reaction to something. What do you think of with Monica Lewinsky? So I asked you that question. I've got this on audio. So I have your answer on audio. What was your answer when I said?
I think my answer would have been cigars.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Because immediately you think of a humidor.
Mm. Yeah, I should have never read that whole Minnesota Mankato story.
No, you shouldn't have.
On me.
Yeah,
unless you just wanted to, you know, sidetrack the show for a good hour. Sure,
yeah,
that's what.
Yeah.
If that was
that
your
was
purpose,
John's answer. That was his answer, though. By the way,
right? That's the first thing I think of. But she also has got, you know, she's got a few things. I mean, stuff on the dress. You know, humidor. She's got
poor girl. How does that keep coming? How about John just literally 3 minutes ago? That poor Monica.
Yeah, God.
Can't believe it.
That's tough for her.
That poor girl. Humidor, cigars, stuff on her dress. Blue dress.
Yeah. Anytime you see a blue dress with stuff on it.
When am I seeing a dress with stuff? Where am I seeing that dress?
But if you did, you'd go, Monica Lewinsky.
I would hope not. I mean, yeah. I think I was 10 or 11 at the time, but you're probably right.
Yeah. Anyway, the Astros, how about them? Astros?
Really good.
How about they're really, really good baseball team. And they're in, I wonder if the team, well, it's officially a holiday show. Yep. I wonder if the team, did the wives go up and spend the weekend up in Dallas and the kids get to go to, theme park, what is it called? They got a huge theme park right there by the ballpark.
I don't know. Dallas geography. Not sure what it is.
Six Flags.
Oh, okay.
Six Flags. Do they get to... I wonder if they do that for the team, for the ladies.
Because... do you think the team flies up? Or the wives just go up there themselves?
Yeah, on a bus, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, now that everything is open, you know, again, this is... I'm sure that the they got to go to the playoffs last year. That was the first time that the wives actually got to be around the husbands on the road. They got to go everybody had to get tested, and somebody tested positive, and there was a big deal behind the scenes of that, and it was, you know, go figure. But they had issues with that. But you know, now with everything opening up and everything else, it seems like this would be that would be what they would do anytime.
Is that a normal thing in the past?
Well, they do family trips. Okay. You know, baseball teams do. You know, this is the wives trip. They even do that, I think, in football some. I think they take a family trip for football teams, that they get a weekend, but the family gets to go up to wherever the road team, whatever the game is or whatever. But I know it's in baseball they do it. Okay, so the Astros win and they got a rookie starting tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how they get off, if they can jump off, if they can win this game, and then who's going next? McCullers and Javier. This will be another nice weekend for our team that's just piling up series wins now. How about you think that Washington gives Philadelphia? I mean, you see how they just, I mean, another non-game, 142-115. What was that? Was that the final?
Something like that.
Yeah. Do you think Washington, as well as they have played of late, that they can give Philadelphia? Would it be something? Would it be something if Washington gives Philadelphia a series here?
They could, but I just don't see it happening. And I'll tell you why. Washington is so volatile. And Indiana played right into this. Like, Indiana's not ready for a game. When Washington gets hot, that's the problem, is Washington is going to have crazy swings inside the game, but they can score a lot of points. I mean, they've got obviously a backcourt that's going to score a lot of points at any given time. But if Philadelphia defends a little bit on the perimeter, and I think what you're going to see is Daryl Morey may get involved here in terms of advice on how to play, in the analytics on how to handle Russell Westbrook. I think Russell is going to have the ball in his hands a lot. And typically you might say, well, then he's going to get another triple-double. And I don't think that really matters. I mean, Bradley Beal, for me, is how this team – Bradley Beal's the cog that makes it go. Russell does too, but Russell can't be the lead dog in a series where they beat Philadelphia, I don't think. I think it has to be Bradley Beal. And I think Daryl's going to do everything in his power to convince, you know, to convince his team through the analytics of it all to make sure that Russ has the ball in his hands as much as possible, because he's just not going to be an efficient player over the course of a long series. I don't think so.
Yeah, I would want. Yeah. Hey, listen, I think they're going to, I think this could be interesting. Philadelphia probably wins the first two at home, but I think Washington's going to win a couple of games here. There is as well as that. This is one of the better basketball teams over the last month of the season. Over the last month and a half of the season, Washington has been one of the better teams. I think they started with 17-30 when they started, and they finished 17-6 or something like that. I mean, they have been a good team, and it's in large part because of Russ has played great, but Bradley Beal is a real pain in the ass for everybody. Washington finished 34-38. Yeah, I think they started something like 17-30 or 32 and finished 17. Huh?
I think they were 3-15 to start the year.
3-15, and they finished just four games under .500. But I mean, they've played great basketball. And this is a pain in the ass for the Sixers. This is not an 8-seed team. Not the way that they played over the last month and a half.
No, they've been. I mean, they're not underseeded, certainly, because they were a team who struggled. But the way they've played, it's not a team limping into the playoffs. They're a team that feels pretty good about themselves, and they have two star players. One with irrational confidence, who thinks he's going to be the best player on the floor every time steps on the court, and sometimes that's to the detriment of his team. Or sometimes he's just this unrelenting force that will continue to drive and try to dominate a game. So it's not great. Sure, they should win it handily. I don't know if the Washington gets two, but you got two all-stars you're facing. That's not a normal thing for an 8 seed. guys, perennial all-stars.
Well, unless you're playing, unless you're playing Portland.
Well, the Portland was an 8 seed last year due to injuries, but normally Portland's in that 5, 6, 7 range. They're never an 8 when they're healthy, and now they're rarely healthy. But you see Portland now. They had relatively good health, although Zach Collins will apparently never play meaningful minutes again, and they were competing for the 5 or the 6. You get Beal and Westbrook as the 8 seed against when you're the number 1 seed overall. You're like, wait a minute, couldn't we have gotten Indiana? That's the 8 seed we were looking for.
Yeah, that... But Indiana, how about these games? It's like either you're Indiana dominated and then Indiana gets dominated. How can you not put together two efforts?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I don't know. And, you know, Washington was coming off a game where they
got dominated.
Where they were in it until late in the third and fourth where Jason Tatum took over. And I don't know. I don't know how you explain some of this stuff. Maybe it's just mediocre teams not being able to put back-to-back performances together in big-time situations. And this explains why they were mediocre all year. But it is weird how you can just beat the brakes off of Charlotte one night and then just have it done to you the next night.
Yeah. 713-780-3776-942. So,
it's going to be fun, though. I think it is going to be a fun series. Like,
yeah,
Washington,
I do too.
To me, is kind of can't miss. If you like basketball, Washington's kind of can't miss basketball.
No, the way he plays, the way that the energy that dude plays with, he's gonna have them in there. You know the intensity that Russ is gonna bring, especially in the playoffs. He brings it every night in the regular season.
And he and Embiid have a history where there's been some back and forths on the court and then in the press. So, just even if you're looking for entertainment. Watching those two go back and forth, they'll be talking quite a bit throughout the series. So, and Russ won't back down from Embiid, and Embiid, particularly when things are going his way, will talk a lot. So, I mean, just look at that interplay. Even though they won't be matched up against each other that much, that's some added entertainment. They don't like each other, at least not on the court.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Lance has got one more segment. Then he's going hiking. So we got him for one more segment. You know what happens at the end there. We'll say goodbye to him after this.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big news coming out, guys. Big news.
What's up?
A study by Dr. Stephen White, who is a behavior scientist at Queensland University in Australia. He found some differences between men and women. He said males and females can differ quite significantly in the importance they place on characteristics. So he was trying to study about the differences of men and women. He needed to find out the differences. And he had some pretty groundbreaking stuff. He said both sexes tend to find the same thing sexy in a potential mate, but it changes at different life stages. The study published in the Journal of PLOS One surveyed 7,325 dating site users age 18 to 65. It found that people in their 20s value looks, age, and physical build four times more, found that men do, four times more that young women do. Even in their 60s, looks continue to matter more for men, more than twice as much for men. But fellas' priorities do change as they get older, and they start to appreciate openness and trust almost as much as women in their 60s. For the young ladies, personality is three times as important as it is for men. Participants were asked to rate the importance of 9 traits of a mate, including age, attractiveness, physical build, intelligence, income, education, trust, and openness. They also found that women were more attracted to high income, intelligence, and emotional connection.
Huh. Women are more attracted to high income? Okay. I don't believe that for a second.
Study found women, quote unquote, study found women in the end are turned down by charm and cash while men go on looks.
Hmm.
You have thoughts
on
that?
Didn't see any of that coming. women are more attractive to high income, men attractive to looks.
Some comedian, maybe it was Chappelle, I don't know, maybe it was Chris Rock, one of them said, look, if men thought they could sleep with women if they lived in a cardboard box, we would just live in cardboard boxes. The only reason we try to achieve things is because we know it helps us in the pursuit of a woman. Thank you for that. Thank you for that breaking news.
Why would you say that? Jennifer Lopez, who has a ton of money, she just shut it down with A-Rod, and she just is on to some regular guy named Gary.
No, Ben Affleck.
Oh, another celebrity? I thought she was just with some regular person.
Well, that I get that, because what type of life is Jennifer Lopez going to have with a normal person? I understand that part.
They've done a movie about it.
And how did it
work? It's called Notting Hill. Okay?
Yeah, a movie.
How did it work out?
Yeah, exactly.
How did it work out for him? It worked out great at the end.
In a movie.
I didn't really watch it,
so I'm not sure what he's talking about. He's probably
Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant was just a simple little English guy, and here's Julia Roberts.
Did he have
Roberts.
A lot of money?
No, he did not. And so they actually got together, and then they broke apart because, you know, he just wasn't a celebrity. And then at the end, he got back together with her. Good things happen. And I'm convinced that Jennifer Lopez at some point is just going to end up with some guy named Carrie or Bob or Raphael.
Bob Iger?
Or Teddy.
She might end up with Bob Iger.
No, just a guy who works at UPS, probably.
More money for Mickey.
A UPS guy? You think
she might.
She's going to end up with a guy who delivers packages for UPS.
Yeah, because he's delivering those packages, dab.
Even you hear the stories about this Hollywood actress doesn't like Hollywood actors because she's going for a normal guy. You mean this real estate mogul she's dating? That's a normal guy we're talking about?
Right.
It never is a normal guy.
Like John's favorite, it's Ariana Grande. It's like, Ariana Grande is not dating musicians. She's just dating a guy who's who's
he's just a normal guy.
Filthy rich because of his real estate investments.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah, but I get it in Jennifer Lopez's case. But look, that I would be pissed if I funded that study. What are you wasting my money on this for? Everyone knows this.
Yeah. No. Wow. Here's a study. Water's wet. Wow.
And men are more shallow than women.
Yes,
thank you.
Men are attracted to looks.
More than
and
anything
women are attracted
else.
To money.
Do you think during this thing they're like, okay, Gary, we've got some questions. Thank you for taking this survey.
It's always
so
Gary.
What is the number one thing I know? What is the number one thing that attracts you to women? And Gary's mind, and look, there's like nine different things, and Gary's thing is like, well, so do I have to say boobs or butt? Like, do I have to say individually which one? Or do I say both of them together? Or no, Gary,
you can say looks, Gary.
Okay, you can say body.
Say looks. Don't
well, what
say
about the
butts
face? Does
boobs.
That count? Does the face count?
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes the face doesn't even matter. It depends on what mood I'm in. No,
do I say hands? Because I don't want sausage fingers. So can I just say hands?
Yeah, I'm not
like,
a big, I'm
no
not a
sausage
big,
fingers.
I'm not a big cankles person either. Gary.
No, Gary, just say looks. You
yeah,
don't
that's
have
all
to
we're
say cankles. I don't see anything here that says no cankles. Do
yeah.
Is there a Scantron or what am I supposed to do here? No, Gary, that's... You're going too far with it.
Not a huge FUPA guy either.
Gary, what are you doing? None of us are, Gary, but don't put – none of us like it, but don't put that, okay? Just say looks, all right? Or just
don't
say
no cankles.
Whatever. Don't say no cankles. Don't do that, Gary. Don't say pancake booty. No, Gary.
Gary,
don't write,
now his name
don't
is
do
Del.
Write-ins.
That's Gary, not Gary. No. That's Del. doing a survey.
See what I was showing you, that you're part of the Gary culture.
But I would not say pancake booty in a survey. I'd be like, look.
You can't write it in either.
Well, yeah, it probably wouldn't even be an option.
We ask what you're attracted to. Stop changing it to what you're not attracted to.
As long as you didn't have cankles and a pancake-like butt, I'm good. That's not an option, sir.
How about this? Does this following up on that story, an Australian childcare worker?
This whole hour been his news of the weird.
Yes,
right. That's right. I'm just getting. I'm just going.
We do this. We do this segment at
10:50.
Too bad. This is me going off on me. Okay. Just like that girl in the thing. An Australian childcare worker says she quit her job in a nursery after learning that she could make over $30,000 a month through her new job as an OnlyFans model. all she's 20, Amy Heyer is 20, and says she's now pulling in $100K a year as an OnlyFans model who makes a living snapping nude photos in her bedroom. She had humble beginnings, hustling to building a following while working a 9-to-5 job. I started my OnlyFans account on the side of my job and made $1,100 in the first month and $2,500 most months after that for a year. Apparently, she has it's now changed. Heyer said she most recently earned $30,000 in just a month on the platform. I'll chill naked in my room, and my subscribers will get to see that. I think the body is art, and there should be no shame in sharing it freely. Her subscriber, Gary, said that he's willing to pay whatever it takes because she has no cankles and she just watches her watch TV.
And she's not sharing it freely either, so that's kind of a lie.
She's saying, look, you pay me and I'll just watch TV naked here and I'll make
money. So it's a live stream then on her OnlyFans, which is not usually the case.
Heyer said she now has over 1,300 fans who pay $14.14 a month to see her content.
That's interesting.
So you're telling me an attractive woman can make a living
and that
showing
there are men? Yes, and that there are men
named Gary.
There are men named Gary who are more than willing to pay for that.
Wow, another groundbreaking event in this hour.
Yeah. So guys, this is just in. Guys are willing to pay for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So don't be a school teacher anymore. We're going to lose all our school teachers.
I'm not going to read this story about Texas man who chased a woman naked through the woods says it was a misunderstanding. I don't need to read that.
No, not going to do that.
The man did appear to have an article of clothing draped over his forearm.
She but
said
not his groin.
She didn't stick around. Yeah, not his groin. He just said he had been defecating. He needed a place to use the bathroom, and he just happened to say, hey, what's going on? No, don't run. Let me run after you while you run.
That's all. That always works out when the guy is like, no, it's not. Please don't run. And then you chase the woman, and you know she trips and falls, and like in, at least in a movie, she'll die.
You don't have pants on. I was booing. Don't run. Let me catch you.
With your stinky, unclean ass. No, I'm good. Yeah. Don't chase after. Don't chase after me.
No thanks.
If you're pooing.
Whoa.
Well, he's right, John. He is right.
That is kind of right. Del, I mean, have you ever spent anything on OnlyFans?
No.
Oh, my God. He just put you out there.
I was trying to think.
Well, no. I mean.
No.
Because it's you got to spend like $9 a month on each one of these?
Actually, it depends on who you're trying to subscribe to.
And they get this? And people spend this?
Well, what you would do if you're a woman who's trying this, all of your content goes there, so it's exclusive. So if this guy really wants to see them, the only place you can is on OnlyFans. Much, you know, how there's subscriptions to things.
Well, he can't capture it and send it out.
Someone would have to, and that does happen. But it's like saying, why are you paying for TV on Netflix? Well, it's the only place I can find this stuff. And this is the same way. It's the only place I can find this girl, so I'm going to subscribe to it. It's the same thing.
Is it just pictures or is there action?
You can do OnlyFans allows for videos and pictures.
Huh.
Yes.
Is only should we invest? Is there a stock?
I think it's too late for that now. I don't know if they're publicly traded, but if they are, it's probably too late.
Why? Oh, because it's already gotten up there.
Yeah, it's around for a while.
I don't think it's going down though.
You could have got in on Netflix at $150 and made a ton of money.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it's publicly traded, so I can't answer that for you.
Dang it. OF. OnlyFans. I want it.
And it used to be just for like, hey, I'm a Disney kid and you want more content of maybe I'm singing. That's what it used. OnlyFans, think about it. That's where it came from. Only your fans would pay for this particular content, but it didn't used to be this.
Well, it is now.
Well, yeah, because, you know, entrepreneurs.
I would have gotten in.
What would you have? Oh, you mean on the ground floor?
On the ground floor.
I thought you were trying to sell content or something.
No. No, no, no.
Wish I would have gotten in.
You'd be there for my content?
No. Maybe, no. Some of these guys, I hear these guys call about how they love you and how long they've been listening. Some of these guys would.
So, yeah. Are there guys on there, too? Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Guys,
no,
probably,
they're definitely guys.
Are there? Not us, though. We can't make any money.
No, you'd have to go to Patreon or something.
Somebody suggested I do my draft stuff on Patreon. They're like, you'd make more money doing it on Patreon. I'm like, yeah, I just wish that I was like, I wish I was younger and just lifted and did a bunch of crunches, and then I could just do like new draft boards. Maybe I'd make more money with the hook. Nice. But then I don't think the girls who would try to get money for – I don't think they're also draft fans. I don't think that Venn diagram crosses.
Yeah, I don't think it works.
No,
just go viral and really just be embarrassed.
You nakedly breaking down Jalen Waddle's game against Auburn from 19? That's not going to – I don't think it's going to get the audience you think it is.
No.
That helicopter move.
Maybe your WNBA.
Someone thinks a lot of themselves. You
maybe
heard what he
your
said?
WNBA preview. Yeah,
it just not went even. Right by him.
You heard what he said?
No.
Doing that helicopter move. Get out of here. His whole hour has been derailing
his
show.
You today?
He ain't here,
look,
so he thinks he can get away with it.
Anything. Oh, goodbye.
Goes out to West Texas.
Bye, bitch.
Well, see, you were here for it.
Yeah, he still heard
he
it.
He still heard it.
Yeah. This whole hour has been about him doing bebopping and then doing whatever he wants on this show.
That's terrible. We're not doing this
anymore. Yeah, we're cleaning it up.
He's going to be back on Tuesday, right? He's off Monday.
I guess. Yeah, I think guess
he's
so. Off,
yeah. He's going to be back on Tuesday doing more of this stuff from West Texas.
Is he
apparently,
still,
this is West Texas radio.
Is he still going to be in West Texas? I thought he was going to be back.
Well, he's going to be somewhere else, but he's still going to be out there, yeah. So 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Come on.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.